Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis.
Hi again. It's Kelly Sparta. Go figure. I am going to talk to you today about what happens when you start really pushing your energy to its limits. And, you know, if you're doing any sort of breath work, or if you're doing healing work, or if you're reaching out into the ethers and doing, you know, any sort of work that is requiring a lot of energy on your part, you will hit this point. And if you've been listening to the podcast from the very beginning, you'll know that most of the first year of the podcast was, you know, how not to shred yourself, how not to break things, right? How not to fry yourself. And so I want to talk to you today about the process of expanding yourself, expanding your energy field. So most people's access to energy, it starts out as like this very small line of energy that's available. Now, there are some exceptions to this rule. Some people come in as wild talents and things like that. But in general, the average person has a very narrow, think like a feeder line to a dishwasher type hose, you know, like a quarter inch around, half an inch around sort of amount of energy that runs through your entire chakra system. And over time, as we practice more and more, we stretch that container. And, you know, we get up to garden hose size and, you know, a little bit more, right? And, you know, everybody goes trying to shoot for that fire hose size. Now, let me tell you, being at fire hose size is no picnic either, because now you gotta manage your energy, because not everybody can take it all in. So I just want to say, be happy where you are. Don't try and push this. Now, with that said, the energy that you're running, if you're pushing up to the edge of it, the first thing I'm going to say is don't push it just for the sake of pushing it. That does not serve any purpose, and it actually puts you further along in your need to manage your energy around others than you really want to be. It'll create more problems than it's worth, because you won't have the skills to be able to manage your energy appropriately. And so this, only do this practice when you are doing something and you find yourself up against it. Clear? All right. You're a sovereign being, do as you will, but if you blow yourself up, don't blame me. Okay, good. All right. So here we go. When you're doing something, and I'll give you an example, right? Years ago, I was Twilight Covening, which is an Earth Spirit community event in Western Massachusetts. And I was very early on in my process. It was like, it was 20 years ago at this point. And we were in a ritual where we were the last people out the door to go to this ritual. And it's in the Berkshire Mountains in October. So it's freaking cold and it's at night. And because we were the last group to go out, they were letting the fire, which was the only heat source in the building that we were in, die out. And so now we're sitting there and we're getting colder and colder and colder. And I was like, you know what? Why am I being cold? I know how to turn my energy field on. I know how to run energy, and it gets me hot every time. So I'm just going to turn on and run some energy. And I did. And I warmed up and I was like, everybody else is cold too. Let me help. And I took my hands and I put them out to either side to the people on the right and left of me. And it was like, and they looked at me and they're like, what? And then their eyes flew open as they warmed up. And I was like, touch the person next to you. And basically I ran energy to heat everybody in my little tribe there, and never occurring to me that it might be more energy than I had access to at the time. Okay. So here's the thing. If you run into something like that, that you're doing, I fried myself because I didn't know how to do this process that I'm about to teach you. But if you're running into something like that, one, consider whether or not it's your responsibility to heat everybody in the tribe. It was not my responsibility, but consider it. And two, if you decide that you want to do that, then here's how you don't blow yourself up like I did, because I was toast for like weeks after that. But what you're going to do is, as you push your energy past its point where it starts to feel tight, where you're like, okay, this is a lot, right?
The tightness is actually a function of control. It's a function of you trying to manage your energy and hold on to it in a way that it is not designed to be held on to. And so the key is to feel into that energy and say, okay, how do I release control? I'm not trying to push it. I'm not trying to expand it. I'm just trying to let go of trying to keep it small, right? Trying to control it and direct it and everything else. I'm just gonna let it flow through me in the way that it wants to flow through me. And I'm gonna release that energy and allow it to expand, right? Now, you're not looking to expand into multiple dimensions or go out, you know, to the edges of the land that you're on or anything like that. You're just allowing it to expand within you, right? And it's not about pushing it to expand to a certain level or anything like that. It is simply about allowing it to go to where it wants to go for what it is that you're accomplishing. And so again, buyer beware, do not push this early because it comes with other things, right? Because when you're running more energy, now you need more energy. Now you're flowing more energy. Now more people and more things on the astral are attracted to you. So if you don't have your protections up, if you don't have your personal shields up and your wards, and if you don't know how to manage your energy field effectively and you don't know how to clear things, you do not want to push your energy past where it naturally is, because for some of you, you're already getting noticed and this could be problematic. So please, please, please hear me when I say, let this happen organically. And when this shows up, use this skill. Okay? That's your hint for the day. I will see you next time. This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides, so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.